Yo, and welcome to Movie Shakers with my main men. That sounds a bit gay, but Lee Richardson
hey,
Callum
hey.
Peel. How's it going?
Not bad.
How are you?
Not bad.
What are we talking about today?
Boyhood.
Let me
go. Hey, stop, put the barrier.
I don't want to be your hero.
Voted the best of 2014, which do not agree with at all.
No,
it is good, but it's not the best.
Yeah, but
it's been a few good films.
You can understand.
It's innovative. It's very innovative. It's
different for a start. I don't know whether it is I'm guessing that's a first. 12 years with the same cast.
Yeah.
Yep, they did. I think they did like 10 hours worth of filming or something every year. Chopped it up into short films each for each year. Rammed it together. Got yourself a feature film. And you get to watch him grow up.
It was done yeah. Very well, wasn't it? Let's be honest. I'm not going to bullshit and say, nah, it wasn't done well, because it was.
Clever.
It was cleverly done.
It's going to be one of the classics. It's going to be the kind of thing people are going to study in, like, media studies and film studies. It's going to be one of those films, isn't it?
Yeah. When I was watching this, though, I was... I just thought it was really good because everyone could relate to it. Like, it's life in general, isn't it?
Yeah,
growing up.
Life just has milestones. And also, the actual kid that was in it and when he was born...
Is our age group,
innit? We grew up with him, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, he's like... I think we're a year older than him.
Oh, what?
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Just.
Jesus. Maybe he was older than us.
Do you want to tell us what happens in it? You want to tell us what it's about?
Yeah, basically, it's about a boy. Just goes through life, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, just watch him grow up. 2002.
when you put it like that, though, you're like, how can that be entertaining?
I know.
But tell you what, it got me thinking about life, you know. And I thought, my life could be so much better.
I started getting
depressed. Dead. I thought, fucking hell. Near enough, mate. I thought, what's going on? Who's got a better life than the boy joking? But they always come across like that in films like that.
I relate to quite a lot of it. Not all of it. But I think there's one scene where he's like six. And it's just that really artsy shot of him sat there just looking at a dead bird. I'd done that. I remember the first time I found like a dead rat. I'd never seen that before. And he's just there looking at it.
Examining a little creature for the first time, yeah.
But then there's some dark shit going on as well. He's got... Spoilers. But...
Oh, yeah.
Spoilers.
Throw that out there. He's got some abusive parents, hasn't he?
Oh,
abusive step-parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't get much luck anyway, put it that way.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for his mum throughout me. I thought, you know, she's...
She picks the wrong ones, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's a nice lady, though.
Yeah. Oh, we should mention that.
I thought she's pretty
Mike
fit.
He's got a little thing.
Even 12 years later, she's pretty nice looking. I didn't think she aged me. You disagree and think, yeah, she did age, but...
You can tell she aged.
But she
did look good.
She was still fit.
I'll give you that.
She won an Oscar for it, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
Patricia Arquette, is it? Is that how you pronounce it? Arquette,
yeah.
As that's producer the one. Just said in my ear.
Yeah,
she. Have you ever seen Holes?
Yeah,
Holes.
She played Kissing Kate Barlow. Remember her?
Mate, the one who used to...
I have seen Holes, I just don't remember that.
She's the one that would kill him and then kiss him and leave the... lipstick on the face.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know her for anything else.
I just remember that, what's she called? She's got a weird name, Annie, his name?
Shia LaBeouf.
No, I'm talking about his name in the Holes.
Oh.
But
I knew who you meant.
But is he called? But anyway, yeah. That's Holes.
Who else is in Boyhood then?
Ethan Hawke, did you say?
Ethan Hawke. He plays the dad.
Yeah. He's the only one that I recognised.
He's been in a lot of the directors. Richard Linklater.
Yeah, the dad.
And he's been in a lot of his films.
We're talking about his biological dad.
His dad
was in Sinister as well. Yeah. People might recognise that. You know, Callum won't because the.
You don't like scary films.
Nah, he's a bit of a shit house and he doesn't. He won't watch scary films, will ya?
Not at all. No chance.
If we're reviewing a scary film.
I won't have much to say.
Well, Callum won't be here. It'd be just me and Lee.
It'd be there with Casper's.
Shivering and shaking. So, yeah, if the Movie Shakers review a scary film, it's going to be an exclusive anyway. It's going to be an exclusive because it probably won't happen again. But.
Now, the lad who played. It's called Mason in the film, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought it looked a bit like Justin Bieber, but.
No, not at all.
I really did. If anyone else thinks he looked like Justin Bieber, email us at.
why would you want that?
Because that's what I say. anyone else for the same.
Some backup.
So email us at movietvshakers@gmail.com. If you thought the same like me, then.
Alright.
Let's prove these two wrong. But anyway.
I think he did a good job, Ella Coltrane.
I thought he did all right.
But then he is only. It's not really. Is he acting or is he just living? They're just filming his life, aren't they?
I don't know. That's the way it come across. Like just said, yeah, you have fun with this, you know. I'm guessing, obviously, probably, they did say, you look at this magazine, for instance, when he's looking at.
They're probably giving him scripted scenes.
Yeah, so just have a look at this and with your mate or whatever. Because I know it's not his mate in real life, but it's another boy, innit? And I suppose he... Because don't forget, he was 6 when they were doing it, so I suppose that'd come natural to him. So he'd be looking at half-naked girls and pointing at him laughing.
Yeah.
Even though it was for the film, I bet he was excited by it.
That's good, though.
But, yeah. Yeah, basically, it just goes through his life, doesn't it?
To be honest, not much really happens, but it is good.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
Yeah, it just reminds you of your childhood thing.
Yeah, it's just you're just watching them grow up. Yeah, it's just life.
Like I said before, when I saw them Tamagotchis,
yeah,
it took me back. You know,
Tamagotchi.
What's mental though? When I was watching it and it was a kid, I thought everything was bad back then, and you just want to grow up and you just want to go out and have a drink and all that. But now I think. No, it was so much better back then, you know.
You had it easier.
You know, just messing about and that. Now, like, we are at university, like, we have fun, of course, we go out, have fun, but it's not the same, is it? Because back then as well, everyone come round to your house.
Yeah.
And you just messed about with, like, toys and you got everyone round and it was more social. Now you have, like, I don't know. You can play each other over the internet.
Struck a nerve, this film with you, didn't it?
I know.
What do you mean? I just thought that's what it made me think of.
Hit you right in the chest.
Good film.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Film. You understand where I'm coming from, don't you?
Now you can just sit at home,
play your mate, have fun with your mate, and he's not even in the same room as you.
Yeah.
And it takes away that social side, you know, what you used to have. Because I remember. You used to have, like, you know, when you have sleepovers and all that. I'm not saying the words sleepovers now at 19
years. Where you play wrestling together.
Hey, up. Muppet.
You know it's true.
No. Everyone watched a bit of wrestling back in the day.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have mentioned it.
But anyway, let's get back to my youth.
Have you guys got sisters? You've got a sister?
Yeah, I have.
Well, I don't. So, when it... Because that relationship he's got with her.
I don't have that because I'm younger than him. They're all adults.
Okay. I have that kind of relationship.
So, yeah,
my sister's 3 years older than me.
That one scene when they're in bunk beds and she's singing to him, singing Kylie or whatever, and he's getting really pissed off.
Yeah, but
and then the mum comes in and she blames it on him. I imagine siblings would relate to that just straight up because he gets told off for...
I don't know. Like when me and my sister did stay in the same bed together.
I said bunk bed. I didn't say anything about sharing bed.
You have talked the wrong way, right?
In the same bed. What?
Don't forget, right. This is gonna come across weird. But we was young. You know what I mean. Motherfucker, you turned that the wrong way. We used to have a double bed, right?
What it is,
we used to have like this one room, and one half was hers.
So why did you have her bed in her half?
Where to explain?
It's all right. Don't have to justify it. It was his real daughter in real life, wasn't it?
But anyway,
no, not listening.
Anyway, yeah, go on.
This is real. I don't know how you pronounce the name. I can't even remember how you pronounce the name. But it's the director's real daughter.
Is it?
Yeah.
Richard. Wait. Director's Richard Linklater. Linklater. Not a good winner.
Yeah.
But his daughter, I don't know.
Oh, it was something like Lorelli Linklater, something like that.
12 years later.
Yeah.
Boom.
I'd go there.
You know, it's weird though, that's what you see, don't you? Like, when she's a little kid, like, she's all spotty and all this and that, and you think, she's not going to grow up to be good looking.
Puberty did them well.
Yeah, and then, like, bam, she's stunning, man. I might have to give the director a call. Say, hey, did you don't have fancy coming out?
He's done some pretty good stuff, though. Richard Linklater.
Hmm.
School of Rock, That's My Childhood Again.
Oh,
loved
yeah.
That film.
Is that, is that your childhood? When did that go out?
2001, I don't know.
Was it?
2005.
I think it's a bit later than that.
In the noughties, anyway.
I think it was more like 14 when that came out.
That was a great film.
13.
They've done a series now, you know. I don't know if it's out yet. I ain't seen anything.
I don't think it'll be as good as the film.
It's not Jack Black.
Jack Black made that mint.
See, I didn't think it was that good. School of Rock never really liked it.
Dazed and Confused, seen that?
What?
I've not seen that.
Dazed and Confused.
No. Anyway, Bad Spy Hunt. Bad Spy, do you know what else I liked about it? It was a long film, but in a way, it didn't drag out as much as it should have done, because it kind of like went to a certain scene. Like, you saw the mum getting friendly with someone, like, you thought maybe she's going to get with him, and then all of a sudden, bam. The kids have grew up a bit more. You know what I mean? She's with that guy now.
I don't know if I like that. I don't know if it... You know, because it jumps about. It'll just be doing something, and then it'll cut, and then it'll be a year later, and there's no real explanation about it.
I've got to admit, even though I did like it and like the transition, now and again, I was like, all right, so we've skipped on a bit.
Yeah, it just gets You know what I mean? Yeah.
But anyway, it's a 2-hour, 45-minute film.
It's worth a watch.
And even though it's a good film, by the second hour, I actually paused it to see how long it had left. And when it said 45 minutes, I was like, you're kidding me. Just graduate already.
So, I mean, it could have been even longer.
Certain scenes.
Years. Whatever.
Yeah. They did it till they were like 20 or something.
Yeah.
Well, they did it till 19. It's only an extra year. It's only an extra 10 minutes. That's my squeaky chair.
Yep, nice squeaky chair.
I'd recommend it to people. I recommend people watch it, definitely.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
When you explain it, you just watch this boy. Well, say the boy, you don't just watch the boy, you watch the whole family. Yeah. The whole family, like.
I know, all the focus was put on him.
I know, I gotta disagree.
No, I don't mean the film. When you watch it, it's not. I mean,
just about him. And that's what I was expecting, but it's about the sister as well. Thank God. But no, I'm not talking about before she's grew up. Don't get an idea, right? But you get what I mean.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't understand why she was messing about with them men, his mum, because his dad seemed all right. Seemed like a nice guy. But I get the impression in his early days he wasn't. But you know what I mean. I expect when you first meet his dad in the film, I expected him to be like something going on, like he does a bit of drug dealing or something. Yeah. You know, when you didn't really know what he did.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't the case. He just liked his music, did a bit of music. What else did he do? He did something else on the side, because obviously his music career weren't the best. But I can't remember. I just thought he was a nice guy.
Compelling scene. Want to go camping? It's that nice father-son bonding session.
Yeah, it's
talk
nice.
About girls.
That's funny, isn't it? When he goes like that, that redhead, was that your girlfriend? And he goes, he doesn't say, does he say something? He might have said, yeah, I can't remember. But he goes like this, and then he goes, have you kissed her? And he goes, yeah, I've kissed her, but you've done a bit more. But yeah, he's oblivious in the boy. And he goes, I've got a girlfriend. And he goes, have you kissed her? He goes, no. And it's, I don't know, it's just a bit like...
Forgot about that a bit, mate.
Like you say, it's very good, you know, portraying like he's just a little boy. Like, we've all been there before when we used to say we had a girlfriend, and if you mentioned kissing her out like that, you used to get the giggles, you know what I mean? Ooh! But yeah.
Just experience everything with him, his first party, his first breakup.
Yeah, I felt a bit sorry for him there. She played him a bit, didn't she?
Did she cheat on him?
Yeah, with
a
college boy.
Yeah.
And then she turns around and goes,
motherfucker.
It's just a bit of fun anyway. It weren't nothing serious. And he goes, yeah, don't worry, I've been with another girl apart from you.
Bullshit.
But you get the impression it's bullshit because he looks dead upset.
It's crushed.
But I felt really bad for him. And you know what? I thought when he met her, I thought, yeah, she's a nice girl, you know what I mean? But obviously not.
See, I can't even remember what she looked like.
But she was older than him, I think. She was no, the same age. They were the same age because they were going to college at the same time. I mean, I say college, it's college, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, their college is like our uni.
Yeah. What's he studying? He's a photographer.
Yeah, photography, yeah. I think, yeah. Okay.
And he wins, doesn't he? Is he the best? Best of the best?
Yeah, school. I know, he's got the end. He says something about a silver medal. Congratulations on your silver medal or something. And he goes, oh, thank you very much. And he comes across like he's really good and he's got some achievement. Could be a gold medal. I don't know, I can't remember. But, yeah, and it kind of skips that a bit. Tell you what, you know when his graduation party, when he goes in and he takes his mate with him, I felt well sorry for his mate. We've all been in that position before, haven't we?
What, remind me? I can't remember.
He goes to his graduation party and he's like to his mate, just come with me. So his mate, dressed up in these gowns, you know, graduation gowns, and his mate goes in with him and he's just like a spare part and he's all hugging Mason and he's like drinking and eating like that, proper awkward. And then someone goes up to him, goes, I don't know who you are, but congratulations anyway. I felt really bad for him, man. I really did. And all the while, they're like, congratulations, Mason. Congratulations, toast for Mason, because obviously Mason's family. And he's stood there in the corner and no one's speaking to him. I thought, oh, he's getting no credit. And even in the pictures, he doesn't take any pictures with him. Yeah. I just felt well sorry for him. Thought if I was him, I'd be getting pissed.
Yeah, eating all food.
Yeah, but
so I'm like turn a free up for.
I know, so
exactly. Fuck the graduation.
The beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also in the in the speech, see, his sister doesn't know what to say. Just goes, good luck. If that was my sister, right, she'd be waffling on for ages.
And I can't believe this has happened.
She goes, and then she'll go, why are you not happy? Why are you not smiling? You know what I mean? It's like, she's like this all the time, though. That's what she's like. She always wants to do stuff and all this, which is nice. I'm not going to let her listen to this podcast, right? But, yeah, which is nice like that. She wants to do stuff. But sometimes, I don't know. It's just a bit, no, I don't.
Anything you didn't like about it?
Sorry.
There you go. There's
your answer. You can just see Casper awesome. Throwing shit in the air, trying to catch it in his mouth.
That's our sound engineer, by the way, producer, whatever you want to call him.
He's fist pumping.
He's fist pumping. He likes the podcast. Mm. I hope you guys do. Right. Stop looking at him now. He's distracting us.
I don't have much more to say about this. I think good film. Should all go watch it.
Yeah. No worries. Just getting a time cue there.
I thought it was a good film. Definitely worth a watch, everyone.
First of all, right, I tried to watch it on off my phone, You know, with an MHL lead.
All right.
And they were putting it on TV, and it was Jumper. So I was watching the start over and over again because I was trying to sort it out. But I liked it because I liked the song, which is pretty nice. But in the end, I just thought, no, Michael, you're going to have to watch it on your laptop, mate.
They didn't show it in the cinemas by me. What? I don't know if they would have done it in Manchester, but in Huddersfield, we did. I had to go to Leeds.
No, I don't think it.
I don't remember it coming out in cinema. I had to personally watch it on my own laptop.
Legally.
Yeah.
Say that. Of course.
Everything's legal.
We do everything legal with the movie TV shakers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I had to travel to Leeds. And I've got an Odeon where I'm from, so I thought it'd be in there, but.
How far is Leeds from Huddersfield?
It's not that far. I don't know.
About an hour?
Probably, just under, I guess, on the train.
Yeah, we've got a Yorkshireman. And two Mancunians. So if you're a southerner, unlucky. I'm only joking. We love everyone. We love all of our listeners, don't we?
Yep. All of them. All one of them.
Connor,
which is me. Shout out.
Shout out to Connor Thompson Hayes.
Whoop whoop.
Anyway. Yeah, so overall impressions, man.
I liked it. Very good. Very artsy. Very different. Not the best film of 2014. Say that again.
No, yeah, but you still very good. Whiplash, weren't you?
Whiplash. All the way. Whiplash.
Interstellar, me.
I've not seen that yet. Maybe that might be coming up, who knows, on the podcast.
I want to do Whiplash. That film.
Yeah, Whiplash is good.
We've got Whiplash lined up in the works as well.
I love the ending on that. I'm not going to go into
But
it's
yeah.
That film has never made me sweat. And that one did. So that's why it should have been the best, not Boyhood. Boyhood is good.
Yeah, Boyhood's good. I liked it. I'd give it about a 7.5 out of 10.
All right, we're doing this. We're doing out of 10s.
Yeah,
I'm going to go for it. I give it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah. Put me on the spot here. 7.
7.5, 8.
Throw
it out. But I would give it a 9, but the last 45 minutes I just wanted to get it over with.
So you thought it dragged
out.
On, yeah.
Yeah. Ended up dragging out a bit.
Yeah, it did. Wanna wrap up?
We're gonna wrap it up, boys. Wrap it up. Let yous get on with your day. Stop listening to us. Talk bullshit. But yeah. Any feedback, do the email again one more time. Email is at let's go everyone together. I'm only joking.
I can't remember it.
Can't remember it. No. Movieshakers@gmail.com.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, and we want to see some emails because we really do want to get your feedback on how we could improve really.
We're still learning. We're still learning.
Yeah, we're new at this game, so any feedback would be welcome. And also, follow us on Twitter @MovieShakers. Yep, simple as that, @MovieShakers. Yeah, so easy. Give us a follow. And if you want to tweet us on there. You can tweet your feedback on there as well. And it's been Michael Fraser. We've been the Movie Shakers.
Peace.
I've been Lee Richardson.
Colin Peel.
Boom.
Goodbye.
In a bit.
Farewell.
What do you want to be, Mason? What do you want to do?